sat midday. An Atlantic low, 150 miles west of Bailey, 994, expected north Bailey, 999, by midday on Monday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, south or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering southwest later in Viking. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southwest, occasionally west at first, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in Dogger, rain at times, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. Southeast at first in Fisher and German Bight, otherwise southwesterly 3 to 5, rain later, moderate or good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Variable 2 to 4 at first in Dover and White, otherwise east or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Biscay, drizzle or rain at times, moderate or good. Fitzroy, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 or perhaps gale 8 later in west. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Seoul, easterly or southeasterly, veering northeasterly later 3 to 5, occasionally 5 later in west, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southwest, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain or drizzle, moderate or good. Occasionally poor in Irish Sea. Shannon. Variable 2 to 4, becoming mainly north 3 to 5 later. Showers, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in South Rockall and Malin. Showers, moderate or good. Bailey, southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, becoming cyclonic later in north. Rain, then showers, moderate or good. Occasionally poor at first. Fair Isle, Faroes, south-southeast Iceland. Cyclonic, mainly southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. North-southeast Iceland. Easterly or northeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in west. Rain or sleet, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. Now with the general weather situation, here's Chris Fox.
Well, it's been another cold and cloudy day for the bulk of the UK. Indeed, across parts of northern England, temperatures didn't get above freezing all day. Now, overnight tonight, for most of the country, we'll keep an area of cloud. The cloud will be thick enough to give us occasional spits of drizzle, and you might find a few mist and hill fog patches forming as well. Meanwhile, some thicker cloud works into West Scotland and Northern Ireland. Here, we're more likely to see a few patches of light rain developing through the course of the night. Our overnight temperatures generally getting close to freezing, but in any cloud breaks and across parts of Northern England, I think we'll see temperatures dip below freezing to give a touch of frost. So there could be just one or two icy surfaces to take us into the first part of Monday morning. Monday, well, it's another pretty slow weather day. Extensive clouds start off with spots of drizzle. A few patches of rain for Northern Ireland and West Scotland. These are more likely to drift into Northern England and Wales as we head into the afternoon. And although for most of the country it stays pretty cloudy for most of the day, there are prospects at least of seeing some breaks in the cloud and a little bit of sunshine for Northern Ireland, parts of Scotland, Wales and the southwest of England. Our temperatures a little bit higher than those of Sunday, 4 to 7 degrees Celsius pretty widely, but up to 10 to 12 degrees for West Scotland and Northern Ireland. That's where the mildest air is. Heading into Tuesday, a similar day in that it's going to be another rather cloudy day with the cloud thick enough to give us a few patches of rain, occasional bright spells and similar kind of temperatures. Another quiet day on Wednesday, but then it looks like our weather will turn increasingly stormy by the end of the week.
Chris, thank you very much indeed. Chris Fox at the BBC Weather Centre. Dino Ritchie has the 6 o'clock news next here on Radio 4. First though, are you struggling with paperwork?
Bureaucracy.
My reaction to the word bureaucracy is, oh no, not that, that monster.
Yes, no, yes, no.
They treat you as a number.
The satirist Joe Queenan looks for the good in a system associated with red tape and Jobsworths.
They're not evil. They're not even a necessary evil.
The reality is we're a lot of very hard-working, dedicated people.
They're just necessary.
A brief history of bureaucracy on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Nobody ever said that they wanted to be bureaucrats. They all said they wanted to be poets or painters or something much more sexy.
Next Saturday night at 8.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Tina Ritchie. Good evening.